The key primary election for a Democratic candidate to take over for retiring Albany County Comptroller Mike Connors is less than a week away. Last September, after serving 24 years, Mike Connors announced that he would not be seeking another term. By January, two hopefuls emerged to vie for comptroller in a summer primary: Albany City Treasurer Darius Shanfar and Albany Chief City Auditor Susan Rizzo. Shanfar:
we've initiated our mail plan. It's going out to hit mailboxes last week and this week and next week. We've initiated our TV commercial that has been on social media this past weekend but is now being broadcast. It's been relatively quiet, but we're getting a very good response door to door. Sometimes I felt like I toiled away in obscurity as city treasurer, but it turns out that people pay attention and know who I am.
In January, Shanfar promised, if elected,
we'll be transparent. We will perform and publish post-audits of the county finances. We'll improve data access online of county finances and information, which will make it easier for the public and the media to analyze facts and figures. We'll demand public service excellence.
City Auditor Rizzo's campaign also has a video ad on Facebook. Rizzo says she, too, has been busy going door-to-door and planting campaign signs on supporters' lawns.
I'm just trying to be positive. I don't believe in smear campaigns. I'm honest with people. I tell people that I think I'm the best candidate because of my experience and being an accountant as well as auditing several times, too, for the city, as well as what I've audited before in my last 30 years. Initially, people would say, I'll check your, you know, credentials. And now I will say a lot of people are saying, I'm going to vote for you.
The campaigns locked horns in May after Rizzo held a press conference on what she characterized as the pattern of fiscal mismanagement at City Hall. Rizzo's words didn't set well with Shanfar. One of his campaign people invited reporters inside to speak with him. Rizzo wanted in as well. He asked her to leave his office. Rizzo stood her ground, refusing to go. Shanfar criticized a streetlight bond audit Rizzo conducted, saying its conclusions were erroneous and, quote, a tremendous waste of time. The situation escalated when a Rizzo campaign aide accused Shanfar of keeping two sets of books. Sitting Comptroller Connor says the race is going to be all about turnout.
It's very difficult to get people to show up at a primary anyway in September. Now people are going to have good weather, and they're going to have all of the transition days going on at junior high school to high school, the graduation schedule, and, of course, holidays. So I'm really worried. Hopefully people will know it's a primary, and they'll show up.
Rizzo says when she goes door-to-door,
my last line to everybody when I leave their door is, I said, don't forget to vote June 25th. And they will say, yes, I know. And then there'll be, you know, 20% that might say, oh, my God, I didn't know.
Connor says whoever wins the primary and regardless of who takes the November election, his office has a transition plan in place. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.